What's up, YouTube? It's your boy, MJ the Kid, back with another podcast episode, bro. So if you new, like, comment, and subscribe, bro. One thing y'all notice right now is that I'm here by myself. This is my first solo podcast, bro. I'm like, I want to do this one solo dolo. So let's just dive straight into it. So somebody asked me, bro. They literally asked me, how do I feel about people being friends or acquainted with people that you're not cool with? And this one is like a iffy topic. It's an iffy topic because you like, am I neutral with this person? Should I cut the other person off or what? And this is my take on it. I feel like you could still be friends with the person in the middle because it's like, on my tape? No, I'm playing. But you could still be friends with the person in the middle just due to the fact that y'all been cool or whatever. And whatever problems you got with the person that you don't like, that don't got nothing to do with the middleman or none of that, bro. Like, you need to put that all the way to the side. As long as the two people not talking about you behind your back, doing none of that, you feel me? You good. Like, all of us grown, bro. We don't got, like, bro, it'll be petty as hell for me to be like, oh, you can't hang with such and such and such because I got a problem with them. I'm not going to tell you who you can and can't hang out with. If you stop hanging out with that person because I'm not cool with them, you did that on your own, bro. And I feel like it's petty as hell to tell somebody like, oh, you can't be cool with them. But here go the second thing, though. If the person that you cool with and you telling them like, oh, yeah, like, I don't rock with such and such, and they steady denying the fact, like, oh, I'm not cool with them. I'm just, like, teetering back and forth. You know they cool with them, but they not accepting the fact because they trying to hide it from you. Then you could cut them off, too, because that raised suspicions. You like, bro, like, what's going on? What's going on with you? You feel me? But I bring this up because I want to express my thoughts on that. You feel me? Because, like, I want to know how y'all feel. Like, put that down in the comments, bro. Like, how do y'all feel about that? Because if I'm being real with you, real life situations, I got caught up in situations like that before. Like, bro, like, situations still like that going on now. Like, I, like, for example, I'm on a college campus, bro. I'm about to make up a scenario real quick. Let's say somebody did something to me and I don't like them at all. And one of my best friends flat out just cool with them. And I'd be like, oh, don't hang with her at all because I don't like her. Like, no, bro, that's petty as hell. I'm not finna tell you not to hang with her, bro. Like, as long as y'all not talking about me behind my back, as long as you're not being a peon or telling my business behind my back, I'm cool with it, bro, because at the end of the day, we all grown. And the fact that people don't understand that, like, it's weird as hell, you feel me? Like you could be cool with people that's cool with people that you not cool with or you don't like, you feel me? Like, I get the fact that you like, oh, yeah, like, real talk, what's going on, bro? Like, I understand that. I was once a point in time a person where I was like, nah, bro, like, you can't kick it with them if I don't like them. I used to be like that, bro, but I got older, you feel me? Because listen, bro, you gonna end up being in that situation like you cool with somebody and your friend might not like them or they don't want you to be cool with them. And you're like, damn, that's petty, you feel me? But you need to stop doing that because then when you in that situation, you're not going to like it. So don't put other people in that situation, bro. But in the same sentence, I see why you would cut somebody off if they acting weird with the situation. If they acting weird with the situation and acting like they don't rock with the person, but you know they do and you clearly see that they intertwining with each other. Get like, pack them up and get them up out of there, bro. Like dead serious. Like, it could go one or two ways. And also, I want to bring this up because, like, it's the circle of life, bro. It's going to be stuff that's consistently popping in and popping out of your life, and people that pop in and pop out your life. But no matter what, you got to keep on going and keep it pushing, bro. Because no matter what it is, you got to keep going, bro. Like, personally, I learned that the hard way, bro. Like, I had too many of them situations. Then I say, don't be trying to cut people off because they cool with somebody you don't like. Because look, bro, they might be cool with the person you don't like, but they might be cool with them for a reason, bro. That could probably be somebody helping them get through something, helping them out, that helping them out with their life, anything, bro. And you just up here like, oh, don't hang with them. You can't be cool with them. You don't know what type of bond them two people got between each other. But on the flip side, let me put myself in the shoes as the person that don't like somebody, but I'm cool with the middleman, and the middleman cool with both of us. Okay, like, okay, I don't like this person. It's easy for me to tell y'all to be like, oh, you shouldn't care. But it varies from situation to situation. I'm not gonna sit here and tell you like how to make that decision, but that's just me personally, bro. Like, everybody got different comments on this. Ooh, excuse me. And on top of that, you just gonna have to take it with a grain of salt, bro. Cause you don't know what type of bond that person got with your friend, bro. Like dead serious. I'm dead serious being in situations where I'm best friends with somebody that my best friend didn't like. Being close with the two people, bro. I'm using my life experience to answer this question, cause it's like easier, you feel me? Cause I feel it. I get where everybody coming from, bro. But at the same time, you need to just take it with a grain of salt and just keep it pushing, bro. Cause listen, if you going around telling people who they can't hang with, some people will cut you off just for that, bro. Some people will allow it, but eventually a person might be like, nigga, who you gonna tell me who I can and can't hang with, et cetera, et cetera. Bro, it's everybody's life, bro. You can't sit up here and just be like, oh, trying to control everything, bro. Just control what you could control. And if you feel like you should cut the person off, or you got like a intuition telling like, oh, I can't kick it with this person, cut them off. Because 9 times out of 10, your intuition is always right. Remember that, bro. Also, if you get a feeling where it's like, okay, like they kicking it with the opposition of the person I don't like, but it's not bothering me, cool, bro, just let them do them. You feel me? Like, and plus, if you in a situation where you don't know what to do, you could do either or, and you can keep kicking it with the person that's in the middle, you feel me? Because if something is shady going on behind your back, or you're being talked about, it's gonna come to light sooner or later. Karma is real. God gonna make sure they get what they get, you feel me? Because don't nobody deserve to be played around their back. And on top of that, if that's your real friend, if the part of your opposition do try to talk about you behind your back, anything, the friend most likely will defend you and tell you that they defended you and tell you what happened. Or if they just come back and tell you what happened, you're like, well, did you defend me? And they be like, nah, they just sat there and listened. Most likely they talked about you too. Then you just gotta cut them off, bro. Like I'm big on this, bro. Like, dead serious. Like, I could talk about this all day, every day, but I just wanted to get my small take on it because it's like real tedious to me. Like, a lot of friendships end because of that. A lot of friendships get broken, whatever you want to call it, bro. And once people and friendships get strained because of that, like, that's my take on the whole situation. But if you made it this far, just like comment what you would do, bro. And if you listening on Spotify, Anchor, Apple Music, I'm gonna leave my socials and everything. My socials is MJ the Kid, MJ THAKIDD. And if you made it this far, like, comment, subscribe. I appreciate y'all. Join the kitty gang. And we gone, man.